Friends, are your lives profitable? Are they beneficial? Useful? Well, let's talk about real profitable living today. From the International Gospel Hour, stay tuned.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
We appreciate our Jay Webb, and thank you, dear friends, for joining us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. From time to time, I like to pause and let you know that the International Gospel Hour comes to you from the oversight of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ, located in Fayetteville, Tennessee, just north of Huntsville, Alabama. Our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. Feel free to drop us a line. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. And you can go to our contact tab and leave us a message, but please feel free to peruse our website and to see what we have available for you, especially through our resource tab, to help you in your further studies. Our toll-free number, 855-444-6988, call it 24/7. If you're listening to us, well, say during the night you want to leave us a message, go ahead, it'll be fine. 855-444-6988. We love to hear from our listeners of International Gospel Hour. What shall it profit a man? Well, Jesus asked in Matthew 16:26, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus brings forth two questions. The first one, if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, well, friends, gaining all that is here and losing one soul eternally, well, nobody will profit. We simply cannot take it with us. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Some give everything for their soul. Never think a thing about it. Never think about a profitable life spiritually. And in turn, they gain nothing. We're going to begin today by building a profitable life. I don't know of anyone that would turn away from this broadcast, and I want to do so by considering a writing from my archives, simply titled Tax Free. Now, I don't know the author, don't know when I got it, but I keep a lot of things in my files through, 40 years of preaching. And friends, I want to tell you, or shall I say, it's a profitable article. We'll be back with it in a moment. But first, a few words from our Jay Webb.
We at International Gospel Hour appreciate our co-laborers at housetohouse.com, an outstanding website with topic research, free materials, and an excellent media section. Check it out today at housetohouse.com, and please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. May this be of aid in your studies.
An aged Christian was called upon by the tax assessor to determine the amount of taxes that should be paid. And when asked what property he had, the aged Christian stated, "I am a very wealthy man," whereupon the tax assessor asked him to list his possessions, and the aged man did. Number one, he wrote down, "I have remission of sins," Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Number two, he wrote down, "I have a mansion in heaven," John 14:2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Then he wrote down number three, "I have peace that passes understanding," Philippians 4:7. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Number four, he wrote down, "I have joy unspeakable," 1 Peter 1:8. "Whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Then he wrote down number 5, I have a divine love that never fails, 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. He gladly wrote down number 6, I have a devoted, pious wife, Psalm 31:10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Then he wrote down number 7 that gave him great joy, I have devoted children, Ephesians 6:1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Then he wrote down number 8, I have true loyal friends, Proverbs 18:24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Then he wrote down number 9, I have songs in the night, Psalm 42:8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Then he wrote down number 10, I have a crown of life, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that who love him. And then he wrote down number 11, I have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who supplies all my needs freely, Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So he listed 11 things concerning his wealth. I have remission of sins. I have a mansion in heaven. I have a peace that passes understanding. I have joy unspeakable. I have a divine love that never fails. I have a devoted, pious wife. I have devoted children. I have true, loyal friends. I have songs in the night. I have a crown of life. I have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who supplies all my needs freely. And the tax assessor looked down and, closing the book, he said, you are truly a wealthy man. But do you know that I am not able to tax you for any of this? Because, friend, you have possessions that give 100% profit. I love that story. I love that account. It is so true. And you noticed, friends, not one thing that he mentioned about being wealthy had to do with money or fame or possessions, but rather what God provides unto him. If you were to get close to possessions, it was number 11, Jesus who supplies all my needs freely. And that's from Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are we not reminded in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us? These things would go back to verses 19 down through verse 32, of treasures we should lay up in heaven, and how the Lord provides. How the birds of the field do for them. God provides for them. He'll provide for us. What a beautiful thought. I love that little article, and I hope you found that encouraging to guide you and help you and I with what is a true profitable life. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, did you catch that? Profitable for doctrine? You know, if I will take the Bible and study and learn from therein, that I will find things that are profitable for my life and will set me in the proper way toward God. I want to have that complete or mature life. And dear friends, maybe it's going to begin with a study of the Word of God. Now, our J-Web has a few words about our free Bible study course available by mail. Now, friends, we are thankful to have friends in Churches of Christ in your community that very well may help us with this. Now, they will not hassle you or bother you. They will respond to you with the studies, and then you determine where you go from there. We want to make certain that when you reach out to us, we give you what you ask, and we're here to help. And we appreciate every moment. So if you will, get a pencil, piece of paper if you like, and or if you're listening online, you may want to download this, whatever the case might be, but here is our J-Web with the details for our free Bible study course available by mail.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Friends, we are thankful to help you with that study, and there it is. That's how we live a profitable life. Well, we turn to the Word that gives profit, the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. And that helps us walking toward that profitable, life. We appreciate you studying with us today. Again, our Bible study course is available by mail. And again, you can call us, and we're glad to help you with that. We also have an online study offered by our friends at World Bible School. If you go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com and go to the Resource tab, scroll down just a bit, and then we'll click on the tab, then scroll down, and you'll see the information of how you can study online with our friends at World Bible School. We are delighted to offer a number of tools to help you in your studies of the Word of God, and they are all absolutely free for your usage, and we're thankful to offer that, and always will, here from International Gospel Hour. We hope that our studies today will help you walk toward that profitable life. We stand ready to help, and we're going to continue these studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today. From the International Gospel Hour, I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.